All right, maybe everybody can hear me now. Well, good evening. Glad to see y'all are out this evening. Glad to be up here in front of y'all. This evening, I want to talk about a good man. And most of us probably have different things to describe a good man. And a couple things that I have here in nowadays time to describe a good man, you could say a good man will lives a moral life. He doesn't drink. He doesn't go out on his wife. He's a good provider. He may help his neighbors. And the list goes on and on and on. But that's kind of some of the things that I have came up with. And Webster tells us that the word good means better than average, honorable, respectful, worthy, morally sound, and dependable. So, what does make a good man good today? Well, the Bible can tell us and describe to us what a good man is. And in fact, in one of the scriptures, Acts 11:24, it says, "For he was a good man." For he was a good man. Well, who's this he in this verse here? Well, this man's named Barnabas. Everybody knows about Barnabas. A lot of good things about Barnabas was told in the scriptures. But I want to look at why he was called a good man. What qualities did he possess for the Holy Spirit to call him a good man? Well, the first thing is, he was given to exhortation. Because Barnabas, he was an encourager and an exhorter. And the church today needs these kind of people. And one such example of Barnabas would be in Acts chapter 11, 22 through 24, if you'd like to follow along with me. Acts chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. "Then the news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord." So that tells us a little bit about Barnabas there. Because it only takes one spark to light a flame. You know, an encourager can encourage others and can give them hope, optimism, zeal, and vision. And Barnabas was all of those things. So that's one quality why he could be called a good man. Well, next, Barnabas, he was liberal with his means. A man may be liberal with his means and not be good. But it is impossible to be good and greedy at the same time. And his liberality prompted, I believe, by his sympathy for his fellow man. Because Jesus, time and time and time again, pointed this out that one must love his fellow man. And you can't claim to love your fellow man and then just watch that man go out with no food, no water, no help. And you cannot claim to love God and not be liberal to the people who actually need things. And the liberality goes hand in hand with loving the fellow man and being there for your fellow man. Because in James chapter 2, if you'd like to follow along, James chapter 2, verse 14 through 17, James is going to tell us a little bit about faith and works. Starting at verse 14, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, it is dead. So my understanding of this, we can have faith, but we have to have works. And this is one of the works, being helping people, loving your fellow man. But of course, we see that Barnabas was this kind of man, because I think he would give you the shirt off his back and he would just go without, I do believe. So he was a good man. Well, next, he was generous with his judgments. He was the kind of man that wasn't quick to judge. Because if you turn back over to Acts chapter 9, we're going to see a little bit of some judgment by some people. Acts chapter 9, verse 26 and 27. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. And we all understand why. It would probably be hard for us too, knowing what Saul did before he was converted. But in verse 27 it said, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. And he, that is Barnabas, declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So if Barnabas hadn't have been there, who's to say that apostles would have took Saul in? Or other disciples would have believed that he was a changed man? Well, in the beginning, they didn't, but Barnabas did. He was slow to judgment. He gave him the chance. He saw what he'd done, and so he stood up for him. So, Barnabas was a good man. Now, I want to ask a question. Do we always look for the good in other people? Are we quick to judge? And there's a few things that probably we've all been guilty of. Maybe looking at a person by and judging them by their clothes, how they look, or their appearance. But you know what? Jesus doesn't see that stuff. Jesus sees there's a soul. And that's a soul that needs to be saved to get to heaven. And again, Barnabas, doing the things he done with Saul, he was a good man. Now, Barnabas was also without jealousy. Because when the job got too big and he needed help, Barnabas sought for it. You know, although the scriptures we read, much of the work of Paul and all the successes of Paul, there was the man who was willing to take second place behind Paul, be there to help Paul and others. And the Bible says that's Barnabas. So how much better would the church be in many places across our lands if more Christians were like Barnabas, if we were like Barnabas, if we were void of jealousy? Because a good man is not jealous. Next, he was interested in the soul and in other people's souls. It is not enough to be saved yourself. You must try to save others. And the only way you can save others is by teaching them the truth and having a hand in getting them to where they need to be. Because in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, when Paul talked about the power of the gospel, Barnabas believed in the power of the gospel. Race and creed and gender, it didn't matter. All had one thing in common. Each one of them had a soul. And his love for souls caused him to search out the lost and give them the word. And a good man loves the souls of others. Now next, he was a man of faith. Now in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen yet. And Jesus tells us that it could move mountains, and the apostles knew the importance of faith, and the Hebrew writer informs us that without it, you can't be pleasing to God. Because in fact, they even asked Jesus at one point, "Lord, increase our faith." Now, we know Barnabas had faith. Everything he did was prompted by his faith in Almighty God. He believed in God. He believed in Christ. And he, most importantly, believed in the Word. And he believed the promises of God. Do we believe the promises of God? I mean, really and truly? We need to think about that. Because if we don't really believe in the promises of God, then it's not going to benefit us from nothing. And, you know, there perhaps may be many compliments that people today can bestow on each and every one of us. You know, many things can make you great, well-known. But being known as a good man overshadows all of that. And Barnabas was such a man. He was a good man. So tonight we need to be like Barnabas. We need to not be jealous. We need to be interested in other people's souls. We need to be people of faith. We need to be liberal with our means. And we need to be generous with our judgments. So if there's any here tonight who have not put on Christ and have not been baptized for the remission of sins, like Acts 2:38 tells us we need to be, would like for you to come forward. Or if you are already a Christian and maybe some of these things have creeped in your life, or anything that's against God's will is sin and is transgression. So if you need any assistance at all, please come forward as we stand and we sing.